This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first-ever official visit to Croatia and departed for New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. During his day-long visit to the Central and Southeast European country, India and Croatia signed 4 memorandums of understanding in the presence of both leaders, marking a significant step forward in bilateral ties during the first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The first MOU focuses on cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The second is a general framework agreement for cooperation for the years 2026 to 2030. The third MOU outlines a program of cooperation in science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and India's Ministry of Science and Technology for the period 2025 to 2029. The fourth agreement, signed between the Indian Council for Cultural Relations and the University of Zagreb, establishes an ICCR chair of Hindi at the university. On this occasion, both leaders issued a joint press statement. Prime Minister Modi emphasized shared global concerns and outlined key areas for deepening bilateral cooperation between India and Croatia. He underscored the importance of peaceful conflict resolution, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield.
भारत और क्रोएशिया लोकतंत्र रूल ऑफ लॉ प्लुरलिज्म और इक्वलिटी जैसे साझा मूल्यों से जुड़े हैं ये सुखद संयोग है कि पिछले वर्ष भारत के लोगों ने मुझे और क्रोएशिया के लोगों ने प्रधानमंत्री आंद्रे जी को लगातार तीसरी बार सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है इस जनविश्वास के साथ हमने अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल में अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को 3 गुना गति देने का निर्णय लिया है.
The two leaders agreed to expand bilateral trade and build reliable supply chains. PM Modi announced enhanced cooperation in a range of areas including pharmaceuticals, agriculture, information technology, clean and digital technologies, renewable energy and semiconductors. In the defense sector, both countries will formulate a long-term defense cooperation plan focusing on joint training, military exchanges and collaboration between their defense industries. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with a 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs. The emergency helpline numbers of Embassy of India in Tehran are +98 9128 109 115 and +98 9128 109 109. A tripartite memorandum of understanding was signed in New Delhi yesterday between the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, the National Institute of Open Schooling, and the National Council of Educational Research and Training. The MOU aims to promote inclusive education for persons with disabilities. The signing ceremony was presided over by the Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and the Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically as it enters its 6th day, with Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran, while Iranian authorities report mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. The latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people according to Iranian state news agency IRNA, while Israeli defense minister Israel Katz claimed his country had destroyed the headquarters of Iran's public security. Iran has responded with overwhelming force, launching over 400 ballistic missiles and approximately 1,000 drones at Israel since hostilities began. While Israel's defense systems intercepted the majority of incoming projectiles, at least 20 missiles struck urban areas, resulting in 24 confirmed deaths and more than 500 wounded Israelis. Fires and destruction have been reported across Tel Aviv and other major cities as air raid sirens continue to sound throughout the country. U.S. President Donald Trump has dramatically escalated American involvement by demanding Iran's unconditional surrender while increasing military deployments to the region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.